Section 8 of Poems of Puncture by Amanda McKittrick Ross. This Legimus recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. The Ugliest Brute in Britain. Oh, bully rag, a boasty, brainless, empty gag. You fancy you're a clever fellow, because amongst the brutes you bellow. 'Tis generally the low-bred hound who barks and makes the biggest sound, for one whose pedigree is good will not acknowledge aught that's rude. As a shell of law you pose, I hear, battling for a lower sphere. 'Tis then you'll meet your pal, so dear, Mickey Monkey Face McBlear, who shovels coke to the reverend bloke because he gave him lots of rope to right the folk he robbed in town, evading thus the clergy's frown. May I here describe this scathing scribe who lives by tarnishing your hide, his coat-tails ever on the swag while carrying his old stinking bag, how he struts on with its filthy handle grasped by his paw of vice and scandal, as if bound for heaven, sweet and sainted, though with hell he's best acquainted. He's low of flesh and high of bone, with heart as callous as a stone, shoulders square and a crop of hair just like my old chestnut mare, a forehead low and pencil-marked about the brows to make them arched, a pair of eyes a cloudy grey, so like a pig's, the folk all say. One star is square, shaped like a goat's, the other brother to a stoat's. Between the cheeks there shoots a hose, short, with two spouts you'd call a nose. His blood is dirty, poor and muddy, not like the blood of anybody, producing sometimes tiny creepers, amusing to all eager peepers. His upper lip is sunken in to cover rotten pegs within. His chin he cocks up when he's spouting, shaking his pow when he is shouting, thinking all such traits are clever, as he fights his flimsy cases ever, fortifying him a donkey, like many another brother, flunky. His neck is long and a rammy yellow, which helps to lengthen this base fellow. His lugs are large and lie in line with a snout that, God forbid, 'twas mine. His head, shaped like a rotten pear, has bumps stuck round it here and there, stuffed with muddy brains and batter, with a slit in front whence oozes clatter. His arms are lengthy, bony wattles, and at a sale would go as chattels, a body shooting forth in branches, backed up by two poor dirty haunches, while a portion of it, don't despise, it makes young generations rise to bless or curse the lustful donor, who prides in being called its owner. On his chilblained feet he often hobbles over where his brother cobbles, who's a brick at boring holes in leather and closing them in every weather. For patching, well, you couldn't match him. Like Bully Rag, you've got to watch him. And like his legal brother Noodle, Jinx, the god of Cobbler Doodle. Readers, one and all beware of this and every legal bear, whose hobby is to catch all clowns who don't know black from white or brown. If perchance you are too clever, soon they'll from your service sever. But if you don't know B from Ben, they'll play whack at your silver then. Now, Bully Rag, you vulgar gag, don't shake so much your empty head, for you'll soon find to every mind your flaunts are but a puff of wind that stinks the air when you are there and sickens all your brother bears. Take my advice and go to grass and graze like any other ass. You'll be at home amongst the brutes. There's nothing better will you suit than braying with a donkey brother out amongst the grass and heather, unrefined for shed or shanty. On my soul, you'll look right canty if you fail to like it well. Go where your legal brothers dwell. Written 1886. End of section 8.